Pekin's median household income is less than $50,000. Do you believe Pekin's leadership adequately considers the realities of Pekin's lower-income residents when setting taxes and fees?
Good question. From what I've seen, I don't think so. I believe that the city has been hasty in the past of setting a garbage fee of $12. I think that's pretty much on everybody's mind. In respect with that, a lot of people are struggling with that. One of the things to realize is that they do have a budget that they have to maintain. And if they're not living within the means, they're going to raise fees and they're going to raise taxes. And regardless of what bracket a person is in, anyone who lives in the city, homeowners and those that are employed here or those paying sales tax, are all going to be affected because it's clear across the board and as far as raising fees when they can't make ends meet at the end of the year.
Thank you. Mr. Chuckums.
Like Mr. Richardson, I see students in Pekin every day, and I see some of the most neediest people in Pekin every day, as I do breakfast and lunch duty and things like that. As a school district, District 108 sits at 65% free and reduced lunch rate. When I started teaching in 2007, that was sitting right around 52%. We have a 2-4% increase each year in free and reduced lunch rate. That is something that, as a council member, I would keep in mind, is what our citizens make each month. That $12 monthly fee can mean a lot to a senior citizen, to an impoverished family, because how are they going to come up with it? And even if they're living in a rental housing situation, that fee is going to be passed on to the renter owner, which in return is going to be passed on to them. So I think we need to be mindful of everything we do for the user fees and make sure that the city services that we are providing are the essential city services.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Keyser.
In an answer, no. I'll tell you why. 1 in 7 of our residents is below the poverty level in Pekin. That's a huge number. And when you talk about something like $12 garbage fee, it doesn't seem like much to most people. Most people can pay that. But if you're on a fixed income, if you're on Social Security or on disability, getting a bill once every 3 months that's a $65 to $75 bill is a big chunk out of your budget. I just think that we can do better. And one of the things that bugs me a lot is that recently the Pure Journal Star recommended one of the candidates because they said they made the tough call to actually institute the garbage fee. Really? That's the tough call? The tough call would have been to say no and go back and cut the budget.
Mr. Knauts.
It's a tough decision no matter what decision you make. You're not going to please everybody in the city. And you don't really want to affect the low-income residents. It's really a very tough decision, but we don't want to end up cutting core services either. So we have to look at what's best for the majority of the population to try and take care of the means of the city overall. The garbage fee has been discussed many times already, and I'm sure we'll get into that later on. But I don't like the fact that everybody considers it a nasty tax, because I've heard that way too many times.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lane.
This is a tough one. As we all know, the city and county have to have taxes to pay for all the services that folks use. Sometimes it seems like the money is spent without any thought where it comes from. One thing is for sure, we have to stop spending more than we take in. Think of this as your household. You can only spend the money that you have in your checking account. So the government's going to have to start doing the same thing, because we cannot break the tax for taxpayers. For if we do it all over there, we know one left to collect the taxes from. There will have to be some hard choices made by the next council, that is for sure. We have to remember the taxpayer. They are the ones who pay the bills, and all the elected people have to work together in order to make things work. Thank you.
Mr. Luft.
This is a very emotional issue for me, so I'll be upfront and honest, because that's what I plan on doing if I get in here. I'm a serviceman for Illinois American Water Company. It's part of my job to shut people off that can't afford to pay their bills. I was devastated to find out when my boss came in the back room and told me that from now on, people that couldn't pay their wastewater bill we were going to be responsible for shutting them off if they didn't pay their bill. So I spent 8 hours a day going to people's houses. And I begged the company I worked for, and they accommodated, for a buffer zone to work with people. Anybody in this room that has seen me at their door knows exactly how I handle that. I can't do it. It's excruciating to do, especially something that you're shutting people off that's in here, that if you cleaned this up, took the waste out of this, that would go away. And isn't it funny, leave it to the government. We finally get a break with our gas prices, and then we get another tax thrown on us. And I'll mention real quick, too, we have a storm sewer tax that's been brought up in our last budget meeting.
For the last 13 years, I've been in a unique position as a classroom teacher to see the needs for many, many families in Pekin. And honestly, that's kind of what spurred me over the last few months to even undertake this whole campaign. We have more students that came to us this year without proper tennis shoes at the beginning of the year, without proper school supplies, people that couldn't pay their lunch bills. And I think those families are not the families that are coming to city council meetings. They're not the ones writing letters to the editor. They're those families that are just trying to get by. In our family, yeah, when you add the $12 a month garbage fee, my wife and I, we sit down and we look at our budget and our finances, and we make some adjustments. How are we going to be able to fit this? Whereas a lot of our families don't have that luxury to come up with 12 extra dollars. And so as I embark on this journey, you just kind of want to give a voice to those people that sometimes feel like they don't have a voice.
Mr. Schmidgall.
No, I would say no, not at all. I think the current council, they don't see those folks, as Mr. Richardson said. They don't necessarily care about them. They don't see them. They don't raise a stink. So they're just going to keep on traveling down the road. From mistakes such as, you know, the community aspect around a certain piece of property where our school used to be, to maybe the price of this building that we're sitting in now. The library, multi-million dollar project, just one thing after another that shows where the government's headed and how they feel about their people.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidgall. Mr. Abel.
That we're not seeing all this. I hear this all the time. We got to remember, too, there's other people in this community beside the people that are disadvantaged. It's hard to believe when you tell people, oh, this town spends $4.5 million a month on video gaming. Then the businessmen come in and say, hey, I've got some major expansion plans on hold on the drawing boards. What's Court Street going to look like in 2 to 3 years? Am I going to have to move because my customers can't get to me? That's come up to me personally 3 times in the last 2 weeks. Some major, long-time Pekin businesses have got some major expansion plans, and they're very concerned about how we're going to take care of that street. That's the pathway to their front door. So we got to remember, it's just not the people that think they speak for this town that we got to take care of. We have the businessman, too, to take care of.
Thank you, Mr. Abel. Mr. Brimham.
Yeah, I'm going to go back a little history. I've been coming to these meetings for about a year and a half, and one of the councilmen that is on the council right now did say it ain't going to hurt anybody in Pekin for 40 cents a day for garbage. But yet the garbage was paid out of the taxes last year. Where did that money go? Back in the general funds. The poor people and all the people are paying a double tax on the garbage. The second thing is the library, $6 million. We could have got by a lot cheaper than that to modify it. We could have... Right now, they've got the budget coming up, the 13th of this month. They've already wanted to sell bonds for another $2 million. When are they going to stop? Thank you.